Hey everybody, Mike here. Mickey and I finished recording our review for Gemini Man earlier today. So look for that coming out at some point over the long weekend. But until then, I actually have the lovely surprise of a bonus mini review. GVN cast member Leo Melanson had contacted me a couple days ago about joining in on a review of the recently released Addams Family animated film. However, I just couldn't fit it in time-wise, but invited him to record his own thoughts. So here's Leo with his mini review of the Addams Family.
Very quickly, while starting to watch this movie, I had the thought of, has there ever been a bad version of the Addams Family? It's a pretty easy concept to get a hold of and modernize in, throughout the different decades. There's been different versions of them. Really, what you need is the Addams Family themselves. Just understand that they're offbeat, and it's okay. They are still a very loving family. They enjoy each other to an extent. Obviously, there's the joke of Addams and... Wednesday Addams and Pugsley, you know, throwing knives at each other, trying to kill each other, torturing each other, that kind of stuff. But obviously, they still love each other. It's just kind of like anything that you'd find in a horror movie that you would think would be scary, they treat it as normal and almost domesticate it. That joke is almost played very quickly in the movie when they find Lurch. I don't want to give that bit away too much, but you'll see what I mean. It's something straight out of another horror movie that they're like, yeah, this is normal. This guy is now part of our family. The range you can play with that is pretty obvious. You can go from anywhere from just slightly gothic, Hot Topic kind of stuff to, you know, they're all murderous, almost monster-like. So it's a very easy concept to make and not screw up. And then if you want the villain to be in there, it's a pretty obvious one. Again, the person who wants them to conform, the person who doesn't want them to be offbeat or like this or different in any way. And this movie really hammers that over the head. The name Assimilation comes up very quickly. It's not subtle at all, but I don't really think you need it to be subtle when you're dealing with the Addams family. The neat thing about this movie, though, is that it explores the other end of things, in which Wednesday, at one point of the movie, starts adventuring outwards and doing the typical, you know, bright girly stuff. She has a pink hair clip, comes in wearing pink skirts and stuff like that at one point. So that was really neat to see them kind of explore the opposite end. You know, it's okay to be offbeat, but it's also okay if you like being more traditional, feminine, and all that kind of stuff. So it was really cool to see them explore that side. I know it's been done before. I remember an episode of the TV show where Pugsley was trying to become a Boy Scout and that kind of stuff, but it's still neat that they did that in this movie. Speaking of Wednesday and the rest of the family, they're of course great. I really enjoyed that they made the designs more ugly. There was a post I saw a while back about how we got used to this idea that Morticia and Addams were like this very romantic but gothic couple. And this one, you know, like I said earlier, it's not a bad choice, but this one went closer to the roots of them being horrible, ugly, and really contrasting with what we see as traditional beauty. So that was nice. Also, Fester in the family kind of plays the role of the non-sequitur artist. He'll just say random stuff or odd stuff, silly stuff, to just get an easy, cheap laugh. That's not to say that the humor in this movie was cheap or anything like that. There is an occasional fart joke, but I can only like think of one off the top of my head. The rest of it is the standard humor you think of with the Addams Family. People running away scared because they're creepy or something might potentially kill them. Some sight gags. One of the popular ones from the trailer is Morticia with a wine barrel. and she opens it and it's people whining, coming out, are we there yet? That kind of stuff. And if you know from my experience with Geeks vs. Nerds, I love the puns and visual humor and that kind of stuff. They even take this with the characters. Wednesday, one thing I didn't notice until I actually started watching the movie is her pigtails look like nooses. Nice touch. I don't know if that's ever been done before, but I really appreciate it in this movie. One update that I didn't quite like is the thing has a, like, a smartwatch, and it has an eye on it, which, don't really like that, because you can be really expressive with him just being a hand, and they get that right, like, 99% of the time, but then there's one scene where he gets caught doing something, and his watch has his eye, and he's, like, looking around nervously. It's, you don't really need that. It was fine visual telling otherwise. And that kind of gets me to the animation of it. It's good. It's good animation. Not anything great, but I think I said this before. I enjoy when animation isn't in the standard, like, DreamWorks or Disney Pixar style with the big eyes and big heads and stuff like that. And people use weird character models, and that's one thing that really attracted me to this movie, because even the normal people, they have, like, weird-shaped heads, or they're, like, really extremely skinny, or stuff like that. The animation itself, like, the frames and stuff like that, it doesn't get wacky, it doesn't get silly at any point, but for this one, you didn't really need it. And that kind of gets me to the major flaw with the movie. It's that it's all right, it does the job well, but there's nothing mind-blowing about it. It's very standard Addams Family, which, like I said at the start, it's not a hard concept to get a hold of. But you're not going to go leave it thinking, oh my god, that was my favorite movie ever. What it does, and what it really set out to do, and it does it very well, is bring the Addams Family to a new age for a new generation and stuff like that. And like I said earlier, there were many different versions. There was the movies in the 90s or early aughts, and then there was a TV show, and before that there was, like, cartoon versions I remember for the early 90s. And this one is just another new version with good updates. I think one thing that it really does well in bringing it to the modern age is it. There's at one point kind of the social media message with people talking trash about the Addams Family, how they're scary and they're terrifying and they're monsters and they're gonna ruin the neighborhood and stuff like that. All of this unfounded, of course. It's the Addams Family. They're terrible, like, in a scary way, but they're never going to really go out of their way to hurt people, except for each other. And of course, people believe it without question and stuff like that. And again, much like the assimilation thing, you kind of get hit over the head with this message. But I think that was a good angle to play with this. I can't really give the movie a bad score, but like I said, it's a modernization, but nothing mind-blowing. I feel like I used that phrase earlier, but it really is the right way to go about it. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 as my score. And really what I recommend is, yeah, it's a good family Halloween movie. So if you want to take kids to see something for the season, this really is probably the best movie that's in theaters for you to bring. So yeah, have fun. And, you know, it's a good movie with a message that it's okay that you're offbeat or different and stuff like that. I think Geeks and Nerds really resonate with that well, and I think it's one of the reasons why the Addams Family has stuck by for all of these generations. And I'm happy that it's here for another one.
Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.